Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Andrew. May I have your zip code?
45013.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Before I give that to you, I'd like to know to whom I am speaking. I have a charge on my credit card account from, it looks like, Reset Health and Happiness with your 888 number, and I don't know what that is.
So this is a call center, and I have to find the order in your name to assist you. So at this point, I haven't found anything in your name yet. Do you have an order number or?
No, this is just on my credit card bill. I think it's a mistake, but that's why I wanted to know exactly what your company is to be sure that before I call my credit card company and tell them I'm not going to be paying that because I didn't receive any of that service. So I don't know what your company is.
Yes, ma'am. So I need to find that order in your name. So how do you spell your last name?
K-A-S-P-A-R-E-K.
Thank you. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be in someone else's name with the same last name? Someone who lives in your home?
It might be Richard or Bonnie.
Okay. I do see Richard here. And what's your relationship to Richard?
He is my spouse.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I see this order here. And what is the address?
Robina Lane, Hamilton, Ohio, 45013.
Thank you. So on this account, Mr. Richard ordered the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps him plan healthier meals. It looks like he was trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner and click on the product page for the Bites Hub.
I don't know that word you're saying. What is it, by what?
It's Bites, B-I-T-E-S. Bites Hub. It's an app that helps him plan healthier meals. It was emailed to DB and your last name at gmail.com. Yes, ma'am.
Bites Hub. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Will you hold on the line for a moment while I confer with him?
Okay. Are you still there?
Ma'am, what was it that he would have received?
He would have received an email to the app, and he could have downloaded it to his phone or his computer to help him plan healthier meals.
Okay. He said that he did not do this.
Okay. It looks like he was trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. When he got to the product page, he chose the Bites Hub app.
Dyson? Okay, let me check on that, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for holding. He said there was something that he remembered about a Dyson vacuum cleaner, but he said he didn't order anything. So if he pressed the wrong button, now what do we do?
Okay. So in regards to the order, the company, he's had access for it over 3 weeks. So the company, let's see here, they would allow me to go ahead and close out the account and they won't bill him anymore.
Because what was it that we were going to receive? I don't even know.
Well, it was an app. They gave him access to an app to help him plan healthier meals. It was like a meal planning app. It's what he would download and use it on his phone to plan meals.
Okay.
And the
right,
meal planning app,
He has not received anything.
It came to his
email.
And it would have gone to the email around the 7th of April when he ordered it.
Okay, hold on again, please.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm reading an email here right now that says, order cancellation. Richard, your order has been canceled from Bites Hub customer service.
Okay, that's what I just sent.
You just sent that. Because
yes,
I'm trying to see if he ever got an email from.
No.
Okay, he's saying no, he never got anything from them.
Okay. Well, this account was created that day when he was trying to win the vacuum cleaner. It could have gone to his junk mail, but like I said, I can go ahead and cancel the account, and he won't be billed anymore because this is a monthly subscription.
Yeah, well, we absolutely cannot afford that and do not want that. So will you send in a credit to his account, to this credit card account, or how do we get this charge off here?
Okay, so in regards to the charge, the company, they believe that charge is valid since he's had access to it for almost a month. So they would allow me to give him, refund him 25% of that amount he was charged, close the account so he won't be billed anymore.
Okay, I would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, for your hold the line. Let me go ahead and take care of that.
All right.
Okay, so I have the account canceled because you have the refund email already, or the cancellation email. You will get another email indicating that the refund amount is going to post to the Visa in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and what is the amount of the refund?
It's $14.97.
Okay, you can't refund the entire amount?
No, because the company's policy is that he's had access to it for almost a month. 3 weeks, and that's the amount that they would refund.
Okay, and our email doesn't show anything.
That email may take up to 24 hours.
But I mean the
the original email.
Charged for. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing.
It was. It was sent out, but I can resend it to you.
No. let's just let it go. I will pay this and then look for that $14.97 on my next bill. And thank you very much for your help.
Yes, ma'am, and thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.